It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and this is the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this message. I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com. The Clade Wade Bailey Bridge will undergo routine repairs starting Monday, April 22nd. The repairs are part of the project that is scheduled to go until November 1st. The work is part of a roughly $2.9 million contract with M&M Services, which is based in Mount Sterling. The project is expected to be finished by November 1st and may require the bridge to be closed for as long as 10 days. Signs will be posted letting the community know about lane closures and repair schedules. Drivers who frequent the bridge should plan accordingly. Heart the City Week is an annual outreach program organized by Highland Heights Seven Hills Church aimed at serving the Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky regions. It involves various projects such as cleaning, organizing, landscaping, and painting, with the goal of completing as many community projects as possible within 1 week. The church, which has multiple locations, including one at Northern Kentucky University, emphasizes its commitment to serving the city and the community. Last year, they accumulated more than 30,000 hours of outreach and served over 250 organizations. Projects range from building wheelchair ramps and painting homes and collaborating with local schools. Beyond this event, the church encourages involvement in its services and activities, particularly welcoming families and the next generation. More information can be found on their website and social media channels. Duke Energy granted Kenton County's Department of Parks and Recreation $10,000 this week for the purchase of 13 Tippy trash cans and lids at Lincoln Ridge Park in Independence. Tippy trash cans are garbage canisters mounted on frames that stand off the ground. The canisters rotate, making removing trash from the cans much easier and more efficient. In a quote from social media, the county said, "Thanks to the support, we've equipped the park with 13 new Tippy trash cans, helping keep our environment clean and enjoyable for everyone." Independent pharmacies, once community landmarks, are facing closure across Kentucky due to financial pressures, particularly from pharmacy benefit managers. Fort Thomas Drug Center and Ludlow Pharmacy, among others, shut down after decades of service, leaving communities without easy access to medications. These pharmacy benefit managers, acting as middlemen between pharmacies and insurers, impose fees and reimbursement tactics that undermine independent pharmacies' viability. Legislation aimed at curbing PBM influence, like Kentucky's Senate Bill 188, offers hope for independent pharmacies' survival, but many are still struggling. The loss of these pharmacies not only affects access to healthcare, but also erodes the community's identity. That's going to wrap up the daily headlines for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. For Lincoln KY, as always, I'm Noah Jones, and I look forward to speaking with you on Wednesday. I'll talk to you tomorrow.